Okay, so we're going to start.
Today's
Daf Samach Vav. I learned today's Daf from Chus Baruch Hu Shleimus for Shimon Svi Ben Peril. Okay, we stopped in the middle yesterday, just before on the last line of Samach Hey and with base by Shamas Minei. So basically, we had the case yesterday of a person who took the neder. Took a net that would force him to divorce his wife, and he's able to say, had I known that I would have had to pay the 800 zuz for the ksuba, I would not have divorced her. So we asked the question about metatlim or mishabim metatlim. We said yeah, that the only metatlim was mishabim. Rabbi Kiva said that even if you had to go and shave your head and sell the hair in order to live, you still have to pay the full amount. So Shmaminat number one, a misadrin lebalchov. We're not misadrin lebalchov. This is a machlokas. If you look in the Ran, first wide line, Shmaminat a misadrin lebalchov. It's plukta hibiperikam ekavel above Mitzia. Ikaman d'amr de manichino mate mito mapat v'klimunoso u'mozun yir b'ischolish. And when you collect it from a balchov, you sort of leave him over. It's like a Homestead Act type thing, you know, that you have in Florida. You pay bankruptcy, you leave over a certain, amounts in order for it to survive. So that's Misarj al-Balchov. So we don't do that, right? The Gomer Micha Micha Me'erichin, the Ikaman Damer A Misarjin. That means something, you're not Misarjin, you don't leave over this amount. So when we Tznan Hachi, Afidu Ata Mocher Seir Roshcha, you have to go so far as to sell in the hair on your head, Shema Minah the Amos Arjun, that we're not leaving him over, enough to, survival amounts for him to have enough to survive. In the meantime, we don't leave him over. We take everything from him and let him just go sell his hair in order to survive. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rav Nachum, Rabbi Yitzchak, Lomar Sh'ei Makriyin Shtar Ktsuva. Now, you could be misogyn, but it's not like bankruptcy now. If bankruptcy now, it's sort of like halts everything, and they make a deal, and the creditors get 25 cents a dollar, 50 cents a dollar, whatever the deal is, and then you're done, and then you clean, depending on what it is, and then you're clean. Seniors get more, subordinates get less, whatever the story is, but there's a deal that's struck, and that's what you get. So you got 75 cents a dollar, and then the guy gets rich the next day. It doesn't matter. You made, the company gets, that's it. You made a deal. But we paskin, not here in halacha, we say that
net never goes away.
Right? Lomer she'ei makriyin shtar ktsuva, go back on Amud Beis. Klomer ein hachanami de misajin. No, look over your time. Shmami that klomer ein hachanami de misajin. Mi yohach kamalei. Afilu ato osel if nimishur zadin. Right? Ve ein charotza besidor lo tachash lipater. Even you want to give up, let's say a guy says, I don't want to be misajin. I'll give her everything. This is all I got. This is all I got right now. I give you everything. Right? You don't say that later on. If you don't say that the chov ends today, the chov continues. The need the time of erechin not to sell the esher because it's different by erechin. By erechin we have a different halacha. Let's say you gave a seller the esher ain lo alav klum. You don't have to give him extra. In other words, it's determined by the moment, at this moment in time. The Sidor me Erechin Gamrinalei, and we learned that from the Sidor, the whole idea about how you're paying off. You learned it from Erechin. So Hani Mil in Sidor Val in Hesek Yad Lo. That's only by Sidor. That's only whether or not you leave over enough for him to survive. But to say that the Chov ends at today's date, now that's not what we say when it comes to Ksuba. Even though we say by Erechin, and we do say that in bankruptcy law today, they need you make the deal, you end it now, and that's it, and you're clear. So this is what we're learning out from Rabbi Akiva.
Is that what we're learning? Literal.
No, we're saying that you finish with the chov. You finish, but we say we're not finished with the chov. You get more money. You got to finish paying up. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a stay, and you're finished once you claim bankruptcy.
So the
chov
goes on forever.
Until it's paid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Next Mishnah. So we saw a lot of this throughout our travel through the Dharm, so it may be a little more familiar and easier to read, but Poschin b'yam tovim b'shabasa. So you have the Chacham of the Basin can make a Pesach for a Neder. A guy made a Neder, he's not going to eat meat or drink wine for a certain amount of time, right? Let's say for a year. So he's going to go, that Neder is going to go through a cycle of Shabbosos, a cycle of Yom Tovim, So not going to be eating meat or drinking wine on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So post Mishabos Yom Tovim, we can say to him, had you known that it's not, that you're not allowed, Aron said, had you known that you're not allowed to be Mitzdayer on Shabbos and Yom Tov, to figure out where that source is, but had you known that you're not allowed to be Mitzdayer on Shabbos and Yom Tov, would you have been no there? Because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not going to have meat or drink wine now. So, and if he says, no, I didn't realize that I'm not allowed to do that, then you can mock to the net there. So Barishona, originally, Hayu Omrim, Ein Osan Hayam Mutarim, Barishona Hayu Omrim, Osan Hayam Mutarim, only those days, those Shabbos and Yotiv days, are now Mutar, but the remainder of the Neder, Ushar Kol Hayam Masurim, but the remainder of the Neder is going to be intact, Ad Shabbat Rabbi Kiva, until Rabbi Kiva came and argued and said, Vili made the proof of Torah, Shah Neder, here's a Shehutor Michlalo, other gears are Shehutor Mixaso, Hutor Kulo. Then a nether, if it's partially permitted, the whole nether falls away. It's all or nothing. So if you're Matya, the Shabbos and Yom Tov part, everything else falls away. Right? Because they learn out, you look at the Ran, second Ran, it says, Kol Nether Shehutor Michlalo, Hutor Kulo, Yafinala Bi Yerushalmi. Learn that in the Yerushalmi, learn out, Midixiv, Kichol Hayotim Pivyasa. Everything that comes out of his mouth that he has to do, Dimashma Dafko Bishakulo Kayim. Everything that came out of his mouth still exists. But if everything that comes out of his mouth doesn't still exist, meaning you're not a part of it, so the rest of it falls away. So Ketzad, so give some examples where Rabbi Kiva said that Neder Shehutor Mixasa Hutor Kulo, Amar Konem Sha'ini Nehenel Kulchem. I take a Neder that I'm not giving enough of all of you. I put you all into one statement. So Hutor Echomehem. And the whole case was, remember, we didn't know that one of them was the father or the brother, and it wasn't included. So, Hutter Echan Mehen, Hutter Kulon. Then the whole thing becomes Mutter, because Nether is Hutter Muxasar, Hutter Kulon. Right? Now, the next case.
He went to
we had this case, we're not going to go into it now, but we had this case way back.
Did it just fall away because he was never included? Like, was it actually?
We had this case back then, and that's where we discussed them. That was two ways of looking at the book. Right? Okay. So, we'll go back to our notes.
You know, he's the source.
We'll go back to this, but the Gemara doesn't discuss it yet. The Gemara discussed it back then. I don't have it in my volume. I can't refer to it.
Do I ask?
Can't refer to it. Okay. I'm not sure why I took this instead of the regular Gemara now, but whatever. Okay. So, did you say anything over here?
It says nether is nullified with respect to one of the group. I don't know if that means
the Rush on Chav Hei says that it's a nether b'tos, so the whole thing falls away. That's what goes to Rush on Chav Hei Beis. It just falls away by itself. Now the next case was she'ani nana lezeh or lezeh. I'm not going to help you answer from lezeh or lezeh or lezeh lezeh. So the halacha, though, they basically say over here. Look at the Ran she'ani nana lezeh or lezeh. Oki la hasan going to tla on zeh bezeh. I could get a note from you, and I'm not going to get a note from you. Basically, I tie them all together. Therefore, the Mishnah says hutter harishon. So I matir would make a matir neder on the first one, then hutter kulon, and they all fall away because they made one dependent on the other. Number two is dependent on number one. Number three is dependent on number two. So once number one falls away, they all fall away. But hutter achron, if I'm only matir neder on the last one, then only the last one is mutter. The kulon asurim, and everyone else still means asur because nothing is dependent on the last one. The last one's number eight is dependent on number seven, number seven, number six, but nothing is dependent on number eight. So he remembers, cases he remembers. Right? Cases he remembers. Alright, and the Gemara there, which is in brackets here, then discussed about Hutter Emzai, if in the middle, like the middle one falls away, right, then the ones beneath it are Mutter, the one above it is not Mutter. But this is, that's the Bryce in the Gemara. But, so that's the case of Nether Hutter Meklasa Hosokulo. However, if he says, She'eni Nenel Zekarban, Ulezekarban, and he separates them all. Yeah, but the girsa all the time is She'eni. But you could say She'ani or She'eni, it's the same thing. Every Mishnah has that girsa issue. She'ani Nenel Zekarban, I'm not going to get another from you, with Karban. Karban, I'm not going to get another from you. I mean, he uses the Lashon of Neder. He uses a Neder Lashon, a Konam, Karban, he uses a Lashon of Neder for each individual. Any corner from you, corner from you. So now he's not making one dependent on the other. They're each, it's an individual neder on each. because he used the lashon. So tzrichim pesel chol echav v'yechav. In order to matter them all, you got to matter each and every one. None of them are dependent on each other. Ron says, right, the chol chad v'chad have a neder be'apei nafshe. Each one is a neder in and of itself, because he uses the lashon of neder for each person.
What's the mechanics of
because he says the lashon of carbon. He says lezek. He doesn't say lezek, lezek, lezek. That makes it color. Lezek carbon. Lezek carbon. Lezek carbon. So he's singling each of them out. By using that lashon, he's singling each of them out with the lashon of neder. Another case. Konam yayin shani toim. Yayin is going to be usher to me. Not yayin that I taste is going to be konam to me. And he says, reason why, shahayayin ra lemeayim. That the wine is bad for your insides. So amru lo, it's intestines. But amru lo, so they said to him, v'halo hamayushan yafalamayim. But smoky wine is good. It's good for it. So your smoky wine is good for it. So he says, well, he only made a nether for it. So hutter b'mayushan. So therefore it's mutter for the smoke, for the old smoked wine. Because that's a toast. V'lo b'mayushan v'vad hutar ele v'cholayayin. Now b'mayushan is mutter, but everything else falls away as well. Okay, because it's all included in one. He said, all wine, do that. I think this is a neder b'tov. So it's hutter, I guess, it's a little more, it's not necessarily hutter mikzasa hutter kulo. It's a neder, it's not even chalam part, the whole thing falls. Hutter to me implies that it was chal, and then you were matir part of it. Here we're saying it's sort of a neder b'tov. So that was a toast on that part, it's a mistake on that part, and it was never chal on that part, it's never chal on the rest of it as well. Same idea. I don't know why they give another example. Konim batzal she'ani toim. It's the onions that I taste as we call them to me. Shabatzal ralei, because it's bad for the heart. So amrulo v'alo kufri, the kufri onion,
wild.
Right? It's, right. So this is wild, but comes from the villages. Right? That's what the Rosh says. That the kufri onion is yafeh. That's good for the heart. So hutter b'kufri, v'lo b'kufri v'al hutter, not only the kufri itself alone is mutter, ela b'chol ha'betul. Right, so I don't know what the case, why there's a difference. And maisa haya, and there was a maisa by somebody, I mean this is why, because the maisa took place by onions. The maisa haya, someone took a neder from all of onions because they're bad for the heart. The hitir rabbi meir b'chol ha'betul. Rav Meir was matir all the onions. I'm not sure why you have to give both.
It wasn't matir the wine?
And the case wasn't with the wine. The case is with the onions. Okay. So now the Mishnah mentioned that Hutta Ha'achron, Ha'achron Mutta V'Kul Nasurin. Right? That was case number, part number one. If it's Lezeh, Ulezeh, 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 they're all dependent, you know, each one is dependent on the one in front of them. So if you break, take off the first one, they all fall apart. But the second case was the case we discussed where he says, She'inei Karbon, where he specified into the Lashon of a Karbon. Then I need a Pesach for everyone. So it's mashma specifically that because he said karbon b'chol echad from the people taking neder, therefore it is as if he took each one's a neder in and of itself. But for the case before that, which says lezeh ulezeh, that's only one neder, each person dependent on each other. So man tana. So who is the tana, who's the chita of our Mishnah that tells us that in order to be considered an individual neder, it's not enough to say lezeh, ulezeh, ulezeh. You have to use a lashon of karbon, lezeh, karbon, lezeh. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, this Mishnah is kashitas Rav Shimon hi. It's a shita Rav Shimon, da Amar, ad she yomar shvua kol echa v'yechad. Until it says shvua to each and every one. So what's that case? So you look at the Ran. The Ran says, it's Rav Shimon hi. Let's see the Ran before also. Mantana, to me, to katani lezeh karbon, tzrichim pesach kol echa v'yechad. Alma de la olam lo have prata. It's not going to be individual carbon, an individual neder, eleki midkar carbon akol chadachad, unless he mentions carbon for each and every one. Halav hachi, had he not mentioned carbon, lo shna amar lezeh ulezeh bevav, it doesn't make him say lezeh ulezeh, o lezeh lezeh belovav, it's klalahi, it's one big neder, mantana, so amar avar shimani, the amar perak shvus hapikadon, perak and shvus, gabe hayu hei tovin oso. Five people are claiming they left a pikadon by me, right? Five, and I deny it. So one of the shuls there is a shuls pikadon. If I deny that I have the pikadon. Va'amar, he says, lo lecha, lo lecha, not to you, not to you. De la'olam einu chayev al kol echa v'echad. He's not chayev a shvua to each and every one. It's not considered five separate kfiros until Ad sheyomar shvua, I'll call echa v'echad. Shvu to you, shvu to you, shvu to you. I'll take a shvua on you for you. I'll take a shvua for you. All those, that makes it five separate denials. Halav hachi, had it not been, ben vav, ben below vav, klolahi. That would be a klal. So that's what Rabbi Shimon says. The Baal Plukta over there, I guess, says that it wouldn't make a difference. If you've said lolacha, 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 it's all five separate denials. Where Rabbi Shimon says it's only a denial if you take the word lashon shvuah, and therefore, so over here, it's only a neder until you take the lashon, until you make the lashon a neder. Right. So I there. Right. So. Right. So that must be what the right. So Rabbi Shimon says usually Rabbi Yehuda. Right. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says it's nechshav that he made five shvuos and he has to bring in five hashamos. Rabbi Shimon says it's not five shvuos until he says shvuah lekol echad v'echad. So to here, it's not five nedarim until he says konem or karbon lekol echad v'echad. The Rajas points out in halacha kaim along ki Rabbi Shimon. We hold like Rabbi Shimon the stam lan tana hakavasei because the stam tana like him here. But we're pairing ish mekadesh and in kedushin also nami stam lan kavasei. Right, there's also stam to him. Right, b'masnisin b'iskatsli b'tumura zu b'iskatsli b'zu. Takes also take trust in the kaddish multiple women with one thing. The alpha god in perikapikadon. Even though in perikapikadon, but in Gemara Shuas, gabi shvul lo lecha ikastam de lokav say. There's a stam tana, there's a stam mishnah in Shuas that is against Rabbi Shimon. So I have two stams for Rabbi Shimon, two stams against Rabbi Shimon. So what do? So therefore, and umali chadstam umali treitstami. Once I have stams going different ways, who cares how many? There's a stam tana that sort of negate each other. So why are you passing for sure like Rabbi Shimon? He says, "Afilo hachi cave in the shakli v'taru amori aliva the Rabbi Shimon b'sugi kedushim nakinik avasei." Because the flow of the sugi kedushim assumes Rabbi Shimon. And that time you passed him based on the fact that the Gemara just all the Amoraim take up that side and they talk about that side as opposed to the other side. So that's the side they're passing like, and so too the famed pasuk Rabbi Elchananel, Rabbi Elchananel. Rabbi Shimon, which therefore, when you take your neder and you want, and if you don't say, if you say lezeh, so only one neder, so neder on shulta mikslasa with the kulo. But if I say lezeh karban, that's five separate darim, and I have to be matur each and every one. Okay. So then the Mishnah said, konam yayin shani toim. And he says, because it's not good for you. And he said, no, it is good for you. So the Gemara asks, v'tepogli the ein ra. Why do you have to go so far and say that the reason why the nether is no good is because the wine is good for you? As long as the wine is not bad for you, it should be enough. That's what the Gemara asks. So, Amar Rabbi Abi, v'od yofi katani. She should do a side thing. You're right, Eilach Hanami. As long as the wine is not bad for you, then the nether wouldn't be chal. But not only that, you should know that the wine is actually good for you. Okay. The same thing the next Konan Batzal Shani Torah Shav Batzal V'Tepeli De'en Ra Amar Biaba V'od Yafeh Katani. I think that's what it's saying. It just teaches you a side point that not only will the neder dissipate if it's really just not bad for you, but let you know it also happens to be good for you. Alright,
so the guy was misinformed. Is that what he's telling?
He was misinformed, he was mistaken. Yeah, so it sounds to me he was a neder batos.
Isn't like they came out with something from
yeah, it came up with it, and then the next day they said it's good, cholesterol is good for you. The cholesterol is not.
Is that no one?
Yeah, no, I'm just waiting for the day to come up to tell me soda is good for you so I can go back to that.
Right.
Would that be
Nola in that case?
Would that be, I don't know.
You're on CBS News and that soda is good for you.
There's always a competing, this is good for you, this is not good for you, this is.
But this is just like a PSA, basically.
Right. But soda really is not good for you, right? I can't go back to that.
No.
That's really bad.
That's what they say.
All right. I'm waiting for soda and ringdings. Those are the two things that I'm waiting for. Ringdings.
Beer.
What?
Beer.
That I know.
Beer clubs. What about temple clubs? Beer is beneficial.
I like the hard chocolate. Okay. Posting the
Adam. Hard chocolate.
It's a nice better. I don't know. That was always a sore. Okay. Posting the Adam. Okay. Posting the Adam. B'chvod atzom b'chvod banav. Another Pesach, the person takes the Ron says that the case over here is, look at the Ron, the bottom, last short line. It's Postal Adam B'chvod Atzmo, which is Hamadir Ishto, takes a net that his wife can't get from his wife, Atche Girshena, until he divorces her, Postal B'chvod Atzmo Kovanov, remember we said before, if you're taking, certain things, we don't use as a Pesach, Because no one's going to say, oh yeah, I know that, I still would have taken the net there. But here we're not concerned. We were told them that there's a pogeya in your kavod, there's a pogam in your children's kavod, if you take this net there against your wife. And how would you say though? Because Omrim Lo, we said to them, Ilu Ayisi Odeya, how'd you know that Shalamacho, which means the day after you divorce your wife, that all the people are going to be mezazel in your kavod? Because they would say, Omrim Alecha, they would say to you, Kach hi vesto shoploni. This is the vestas as the regilus. Same Russian, right? Vestas is his regilus. That's his nature. Shoploni that megari says nasho. He divorces. He's a bal divorce. Okay.
Even
I guess in those days divorce was not as common as like the 52% that you have today's day and age.
So he divorces once a month.
Right. Basically.
Yeah, but he's not divorcing though.
He's forced to. Right. So they must be missing. This guy, he's forced, he always forces divorces. I hear you.
It's a cycle.
It's a regularity. So, and al binosecha, and on your daughters, you omrim, they will say, binos gerusho saying, that these are the daughters of someone who's divorced. Right? Ma rasa iman shal elul his garish. This, their mother must have done something in order to cause a divorce. No such thing, it's no fault. She must have done something to cause a divorce. Right? And so to these people, so to these girls, they're going to also do the same thing like their mother. They're going to cause divorces. V'amar, I see your deus arcane. And had I known this is what they would say about me, this is what they would say about my daughters, lo I see no there. I would have taken the net there and raised the mutter. Nothing about his sons, though. Nothing bad about his sons.
He's a bald divorce, you should have known already.
So Gemara then continues. Konim sha'ani noses, this we saw yesterday maybe, Konim sha'ani noses plonis, Konim that I will not get married to this individual woman. Why? Because Pu'ura, because she's ugly, the Rehina, but she turns out to be pretty. Shchor, that she's dark, Rehi Levana, but she's really light. Kitsara, she's short, Vahare Yeruka, but in the end she's tall. Mutterba, he's Mutter, there's a Nether Bertolus, we said. We said he was a Nether Bertolus, or we said that it was sort of like a Tanai. Remember we had that possibility also. It's not because she was once, it's not Nola. It's not because she really once was ugly and then she became pretty. She once was Shechora Venasas Levana, or she was Kitsara Venasas Aruka. Elosh and Nedim Taos. Mishnah says clear, is a Nedim Taos. He made the Nedim based on mistaken information, and therefore it's a Nedim Taos, and therefore he doesn't even need, right? We said if that's the case, if Nedim Taos, it was a Machlokas, we just learned it yesterday, he doesn't even need a Taras Adar. That's how we learned it. It just goes away by itself. Who might now the mother's
who decides that she's?
That's what we said yesterday. Who decides who she's pretty? That's what that was my problem. Where's the who's? Is it objective? I don't know how that works.
You have three judges.
We have three judges, and she walks up, right.
See,
okay.
Yeah.
So we have a pageant.
Right.
We'll get to that in a minute also. Who might say the echad shenada ribasa choso hanoya. So there was a person who took a neder. Not, it seems to me that he won't marry his niece. And goes, remember, it was a mitzvah to marry the niece. People used to not with the mitzvah, but it was a done thing to marry the niece. So he took a neder from Basacho so Hanoya because she was ugly. I guess he didn't want to marry her. The hichnisu of the base Rabbi Shmuel. So they brought her into the house of Rabbi Shmuel v'yipua, and they beautified her. They made her pretty. And then Rabbi Shmuel calls her neder. Amar lo Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says to the man. Bini Mizoradarta, is this where you took the nether from? So Amarlo, Lav. No. Had I known that she would be this pretty, I would never have made the nether. The Tir Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel was Mater. So something different over here. This is a little different than our case. This case is where she was Chloeris, and now she became pretty. So we'll see. If you look at the Ran, we'll see. We'll get to the last Ran. Exactly.
Thanks.
But then, the Tir Rabbi Shmuel. But also Shah, at that moment, when Rabbi Shmuel saw that the reason why these women were poor, because they had no money, they couldn't take care of themselves, they couldn't go to the manicure on Friday, they couldn't go to get their hair called, they couldn't do anything that the women do. So he's Bachar Rabbi Shmuel, he cried because he had pity on Benos Yisrael, the Amar, and he said, Benos Yisrael, really Naosheim, they're really pretty. Allah Shah Anios, right? Poverty, Minaval Sam, makes them ugly. Ukishemes Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel died. Hayu Benos Yisrael Nosos Kinas Omer. They used to wail and say, Benos Yisrael Rabbi Shmuel Bechena. They would cry on him. Bechenu Om. Right. They were because he was. He was their defender. Bechenu Omer Bishal. So it says Bishal and Shmuel Beis Benos Yisrael Al Shaul Bechena. Right, it says over there, continues, Hamal Bishchem Shani Im Adonim Hamale Adizeav Alivushkan, that he used to quote them. So the Gemara now basically says, okay, we had, was asked, Meister Lister, you just told me that the case of the Nedra, the ugly was, it wasn't she was ugly originally, because she made a mistake. And then you bring a case of Rabbi Shmuel where she was ugly, and he made her pretty. So it's a Meister Lister. So the Gemara says, no, he's suing Machzor of a Hachikatani. It's a, there's something missing in the text, and this is what it says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Afilu Ka'ur Venasis Na, even if she was ugly, and she became pretty, or Shechor Venas Levonok, Sar Venas Aruka, never, and then the Mice of Echor Shalari Masa Chosel, with Nusul Beis Rabbi Shmuel Vipua. And then it brings a case for Rabbi Shmuel, where Rabbi Shmuel says, what? Look at the last run. Afilu Ka'ur Venasis Na, the Svirulei, Mr. Freud, what? The Svirulei, the Postchen Benolad. Rabbi Shmuel argues, he says, we can be Postchen with Nolad. And he did a ma'aseh based on that. Nevertheless, lo kaim lo kiva say, we don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel, ela kirabanon, de lo sharu ela benimtsos na, only if it's an eder toast. But, that's what the Ran says. The Ran says, you see from here that he holds like that Nolan. Says the Rush, the last Rush, I think he's arguing. He says, viti Rabbi Shmuel, the last words, the savar kevan chi cholin li aposa, lo haisachur mekari. He goes, no. He just, that beauty was there. Just she was so poor and disheveled, he just fixed her up. And that was the original beauty. So it's not Nolad. Because I think the Russians arguing, doesn't want to pin Rabbi Shmuel with a sheet that says that Nolad is mutter. Also because if we bring a Maisa, usually when you bring a Maisa, you pass him like the Maisa. So if you're passing like that, you're going to pass like Rabbi Shmuel. So the case of Rabbi Shmuel was just that he thought she was ugly, but then he took it to the extreme makeover, and the beauty came out, and that's, you see how pretty she really was originally.
You can say about any woman that's in her beauty that's revealed.
That's why Rabbi Shmuel was the great. That's why Rabbi Shmuel was the great defender, and that's the Pesa.
Did he actually see her initially? He didn't.
Who? Doesn't say. It doesn't say. Okay, so this is also great. Tana, he has a case of Raisa. Shein tocheves haisila. She was missing a tooth.
Right in front.
The Asala Rishmal Shein Shal Zahav Mishalo. Rabbi Shmuel then gave her a gold tooth, and therefore she became beautiful again, and therefore he was matu the neder. So it seems either you could say that
she needed an implant.
She needed, right, so it was an implant, but it seems it was a gold implant. So the Yavit says it's not that she made him a gold implant, because gold implants aren't that pretty. You know, you get these guys with the gold. Maybe then it was. Right, but that's because right. My father was a dentist because he said that when they had the cavities, he filled them with the gold and the mercury. It always stays. It's much better. It never leaks.
That's
another way. It beats no tooth to have the gold tooth. Another one was that it was expensive. It was so expensive to do the work.
He paid for it, right?
He didn't have insurance to pay for the cosmetic dentistry. Like, you go over here to these dentists, it's an arm and a leg. So therefore, he paid for it. And that's why it was like a gold tooth, because it was so expensive.
He paid for the crown.
Okay. This is, Mutty Whites and all the doctor dentists can deal with this one. Okay, Kisachi Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel died. Pasuch alei ahu safdano. So this Balmasper got up and said, "Benos Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel bechena hamabishem." The same thing, the pasuch that we had by Shaul. Okay, now we're going to have cases of Tanoim that were mezalzel in their kavod in order to bring peace between a man and a wife who took a neder. So some said that we should be mezalzel in the kavod of Torah in order to bring peace, and some said that we should not. So Ha'u the Amrar Lala Dibisuhu. Man said to his wife, Konem Shi'at Nehnesli, you can't get Hana from me, Acha Tit Ami Tavshilef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. So you take this food that you made for me, which I'm assuming was not so tasty, you take this food, and you have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, right, taste it. You let them eat it. So she said, okay, so Rabbi Yehuda taught him, Rabbi Yehuda did taste it, V'amar, he says, Kavachomer, I'm learning Kavachomer. Umal, Asa Shalom, and Lish, Lish, Tawamar, Torah, Shemisha, Nifla, Bekadusha, Yimichal, Maim, Marim, B'Safek, and we erase the name of Hashem, Hashem, when it comes to Safek, and by Maim, Marim, we erase it, why? Because of Shalom Bayis, so Ani, I'm not going to taste this, Allah, Hastam, Lachama, I'll taste this, and then maybe Mutter, and go back to Shalom Bayis. I don't know how long that Shalom Bayis is going to last, if this is the type of husband who's going to be talking to be Asering his wife. So that could be what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Shimon says, "Lo time, I'm not going to taste it." And not only that, I'm going to stand on my kavod. And Amar Yamusa Kovnei Almana, all the children should die and this and she should, and he should draw and he should die and he should, she should become an almana. Va'al yazu shum komo shum bayochai, who was very machbid when he first came out of the cave, was burning everybody up, even though he went back in and came out, maybe he was still a bit of a kanoi. Va'od ki heichid lo tlis targli minider. Not only that, I don't want to be a facilitator. This person takes nedarim. The way you get a person, someone has a psychological issue, there are those who are known as kind of a facilitator. You're supposed to not facilitate them and let them suffer a little bit, and that's how you break the habit. So I'm not going to be a facilitator. I'm not tasting it. Let them say they're not nedarim. Let it figure a way out. But I'm not going to be.
You taste it and say it's great, and that's the end of it.
Who? That's what Rabbi Yehuda says.
Then
he'll do the next time.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Shimon doesn't want it. But you take a net and you're building a bomba. So Rabbi Shimon says, no, I don't want to have it from that end. So Rabbi Shimon says, I don't want to be a facilitator, so I'm not doing it. Oh, I don't want to be pogay in my cover. I'm not doing
it. Why do you have to mention the fact that I have children? Don't.
Yeah, I don't know why he had to curse them. I don't know why he had to curse them.
Yeah, I don't want to facilitate and the story.
Right, the Aruch, he brings down from the Aruch, right,
he says probably
to be
taken literally.
Right, that's to the Aruch.
Yeah, over it says the Rosh says that. You just said there would also be shrimp.
Because he wants to be very, very, he wants to get this guy know that what you're doing with the Dharma, what are you doing? Okay. So next case. Ahu da Amra Lidibisihu. Man says to his wife, Konim Shit at Nenes Li, you're not going to get an offer from me, Ad Shetoroki Bob Rav Shimon Gamliel, until you spit on Rav Shimon Gamliel. The spit has to touch Rav Shimon Gamliel. So, okay, so Asak Virakak al Hushay. She went and she ended up spitting on his clothing. The spittle did not hit his skin, it just hit his clothing. So Amalei, and then Rab Shimon Gamliel, I guess, was Matir. It was Matir Meneda, she did it. So Amalei, Rab Achim, he did to Ravina, Vahahai Lizilusa Kamikavin. He was Makavin to be Mizalzal Rab Shimon Gamliel, and the Mizilzal, I guess, only comes if he actually hit the skin, not if he hit the clothing. So Amalei, Merik Almani, the Rab Shimon Gamliel, Zilusa Rabni, spitting along Rab Shimon Gamliel is the Masi. Spitting on Shimon Gamliel, that's enough of a zilzul, and that's enough to be matur the neder. Right. Right. On the clothes is close enough. Ahu the armor leg lid bisu.
Yeah, but can you equate that? That's almost like an
aveira.
So it is
the bisu tamu chacham. But Shimon Gamliel was mevater on his kavod in order to.
Right. Oh, that was a theme on Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday.
The theme of
Chachonis.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if you'll say
it'll
be
Michael
the Kavod.
I just said it quite. Kavod Torah can have
be
Mocha.
All the speakers
can be Michael.
Right. They can't
for Shalom
Bayis. Right. They say for Shalom Bayis, he can. For Shalom Bayis, he can do it. They learn the Kavod Chomer from the shame that's being erased. Ahu Damer LeDibisu. Someone says to his wife, Konim Shia Nenes Li Achet. This is crazy. Achet Tari Mum Yafesh Shabich the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. You're calling for me until you can show that you have some sort of beauty. You have to have some sort of redeeming quality. Go and see, until Rabbi Shmuel can find some sort of redeeming quality in you, you're calling to me. Okay? So Amar Lam, so Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, tells, I guess, his Talmidim, so go find something. So he says, Shema Roshanah. Maybe she has a pretty head. Amar Lam, no, Sigal Gal.
Round.
It's round. My head's round. I don't know. Your head's round. What does that mean? Okay. Sigalgal. Shema Sa'arana. Maybe she has beautiful hair. There's no Domala Nitzi Pishtan. It's like linen. I don't know, flax. It's coarse, I guess. Right. Shema Aineha Naos. Maybe her eyes are pretty. She says no. Teruto's saying also means that they're circular.
Who's not looking at her?
That's what I'm saying. Who's looking at her? Who's looking at her? The Talmidim, somebody else? Are the Talmidim reporting? I don't know. Shema, maybe he is, who knows? Shema Oznanos, maybe she has good ears, she has no fool's hang. They're very big, that they look like they're two of them. Right? Shema Chotmana, maybe she has a pretty nose?
Yeah.
He says, Balum, oh, it's closed up. Shema,
squeeze
closed. Shema Tzavarana, maybe Shema Tzavarana, she's pretty lips. Avos hang. They're thick. Huh? Shema Tzavarena, maybe her neck is pretty. Shakud, who knows, very short. This one, Shema Kresana, maybe her belly is pretty. Tzavehu is what it is. It's bloated. She's heavy. Shema Ragleanos, maybe her feet or her legs are pretty.
Nice legs.
Right, so Rechavos Shelavza, they're thick as a duck.
As a tree trunk.
A geese. Shema Shmanaya, maybe it's a pretty name. Nichluch Lishma, dirt is her name. So he goes, That's perfect. Amar Yafik Kovinos Olichluchlis. That's a perfect app name for her, and therefore it's a good thing. Shehimi Luchlechlis Mumumim, because she's dirty, she's filled with mumim, with blemishes, Visharia. And it was, that's her redeeming quality.
Are you kidding?
That's her redeeming quality.
Why is he indulging this guy?
That's where Shimon said. That's where Shimon Bar Yochai said. Why am I dulging you? He's trying to be Shalom Bayis.
And the next week he'll make nothing. I don't know.
That is fine. And then that's one case. Now comes the Bava Ben Butta story. So, right, the Gemara was took. Yeah. So they bring other cases of Talmid Chacham that Mervatel on their cover. Ahuvar Bavel. So you had a guy from Bavel, this Solik La'ar Yisrael, who ended up making Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, and Nasif Itasan, he married a woman from Eretz Yisrael. So there were different dialects, I guess, of Aramaic, was a spoken language, but the different dialects of Aramaic that were in Bavel and in
Israel.
And in Israel. So look, a Migdal Bavel story over here that they didn't know what each one was talking about. So Nasif Itasan, Amr Allah, he says to his wife, Bashili Li, cook for me Trey Talfi, which is two lentils. But in, I guess in Bavel, when you say Trey Talfi, it meant two bowls. But in Israel, it meant actual two lentils. So Bishil laid Trey Talfi. She made actually two little lentils. So, right, Rasachalai got angry. He was angry on her. Lemachar the next day when he wants her to prepare the Suda, so he understood that he can't say two, because two there to her means actually two, you know, noodles, as opposed to two dishes worth of the lentils. So Amr Allah, he says to her, Bashili for me, cook for me, Giriva, right, a certain amount.
Larger amount of beef.
But she Bashli Giriva. She actually cooked a griva, which griva, I guess, for her meant what? Like some sort of melon?
Huge amount, more than he could eat.
Uh-huh. I guess in Babel, griva meant like a certain specific amount, and for her, it just meant this a huge amount. Okay?
You didn't have Google Translate to use that.
So, Amr Allah, Zili Icy Trey Butzni. Go bring me two, I think it means watermelons.
Yeah.
Because Butzni in Babylonian meant watermelons, and also Icy Trey Shragi. She bought him two lamps or two candlesticks. And I guess in Eretz Yisrael, that's what it meant. So Amr Allah, so he finally got angry. He says, Zili Tabi Yasal Reis Nebava. Go break these on the gate, on the opening of the gate. Bava, like Bava Kama, Bava Metzia means the gate. So Habi Yasif Bava Ben Buta Bava. So Bava Ben Buta is sitting at the gate. The Kod Dain Dina, and he was judging. Azlas Vitavri Yasin al Reshe. So she went and took the candlesticks and smacked him over the head above
the
bamboo.
Of
the melons. Oh, okay. No, but she brought him.
Yeah.
Right. She brought him the candlesticks. No.
Candlestick.
The candlesticks.
Candle.
He wanted melons. And she brought him candlesticks.
Candle.
So there are no melons. There are only candlesticks there.
Yeah. When I heard the
shear,
he said she broke two melons.
No, but I think there were no melons.
Well, he gave them
melons. Or melons. She bought candles.
It said melon or melon.
Candles.
He asked for watermelons. She brought him candlesticks. So there are no watermelons right there. And then he says, "Take these and break them over the head of the gate."
That's what he did.
Right. Okay. So Amr. So Amr Allah. So he starts to just gonna help you. So Amr Allah, man hadein da'avdus. What are you doing? Why did you do this? So Amr Allah, he tells the story. Kach tivani ba'ali. I guess Bava Ben Buta understood. He understood what her language, right? This is my husband commanded me to do. So Amar, so he said, at osis with some baalich. This is the right. You have to listen to your husband. You did what your husband asked of you. Hamakom, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should have pity on you. V'yotzi mimcha shnei banim kevav ben buta. You should have two. What?
Gave her a bracha.
Right.
Yeah.
What is it?
Why?
Gave her a bracha.
For doing what?
For having pity on her.
Because right.
Well, why? Because she was so...
No, HaKadosh Baruch should have pity on you and give you, and from you, you should have two sons that should be Talmid Chachamim like I am.
Why wasn't he angry with her?
Because he was Mevater on his kavod, because he found out what the story was. He didn't jump to conclusions. He asked what the reason was. He heard that there was a valid excuse. And he said, okay.
He was amazed.
The average guy would not. And the fascinating thing is, Bava Mbuta is a Talmud of Shammai, who we always think is more of an aggressive, you know, less
Kanoi.
But Bava Mbuta was number one. Bava Mbuta was one of passing like Hillel when it came to the Smicha. Remember the story that there was a holy machlokus with the Smicha or not. And Bava Mbuta, according to our thing, Bava Mbuta brought thousands and thousands of animals into the Chutz of Beis Hamidrash. And whoever wants to be makriv, come. And there wasn't enough Kohana to do the Smicha, so everyone was Somech on him. He was an interesting.
He was the bridge between Hillel and Shammai.
Correct. So
this guy needed to go to
Ulpana. This guy needs to go to
Ulpana. Very good. So he basically absolved her for many years.
Correct. He's going to Ulpana. Everything's right. I mean, okay. Hajjalach Rabbi Lazar. Hajjalach Rabbi Lazar. Hajjalach Rabbi Lazar. Tomorrow we'll pick up
the new
Masechta. Okay. Everyone have a good day. And very, very strange. Very strange. He didn't figure out that the reason was because he didn't understand. Like, what was he thinking? After the first time, said, wait, we have a language barrier.
Yeah,
let's figure this out. Maybe we should go, right.
Maybe I should explain it.
Or maybe I should explain myself before you go ahead and do things.
Maybe she was a male bride. You
know, or maybe she should have thought also, wait a second, I'm from here, he's from there. Maybe it means something else. He got angry at me last time. Why did he get angry at me? I thought I did what he wanted. Let me check into it. There's something missing.
I know, but he got married,
and after the first time you make a mistake in London, you don't make the mistake again. You figure it out.
I know, but I'm just saying you have to.